All right, welcome back for another edition of That's Not Interesting.
Hi, Jeff.
I'm Jeff. Alan?
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Alan. I'm Jeff.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Dumpy's here.
Hi, Pablo.
Pablo's here. Everybody's here. We're here. Welcome back to another episode.
That's not interesting.
We're going to start with movie reviews. Pablo, you said you saw the worst movie.
Yeah, it's called... Stung. And it's a love story / horror story.
Why?
There's a bee on it.
About this couple who have a catering gig. The girl has a catering company. Basically, they go
her dead dad.
Her dead dad or something.
Wait, Wally was dead?
No, I'm assuming she inherited the company.
No, so her living father started the company and then subsequently died.
Yes. Okay. He didn't start it when he was dead. And he did die, though. She inherits it, having some rough patches, trying to get it together, but they go to this old house, people are having a party, for some reason, we don't know why, really, and,
Everybody seems to know each other, it's all the same town or something.
Yeah, but it's like a really small...
It was, like, directed and written by Germans.
But it's, like, all in American English, and...
And it's just, that there are all these, like, really... bad parts where they're trying to be funny, but it's not funny. I really think German people have just never grasped the concept of humor. It just has never happened for them.
So, basically there's this hole in the ground.
There's a hole in the ground.
Where the one guy who is the caterer is, Jeff got in his PJs.
I did, yes.
There are these wasps coming out and like
wasps.
Flying around, and he's the only one noticing them for some reason, even though they're like massive and he's trying to kill them. And every time he squashes one, it's like really gooey and gross. But then once the party starts going, they start swarming out and like attacking people, and then the people end up turning into massive wasps.
Yeah, they're like, it's like a zombie thing where if you get stung by the wasp.
Oh, I think I've heard it. Was this on Netflix?
I don't know. It's the internet, man.
What's the cover look like?
It's a girl getting stung in the face. In the eyeball.
So what's the love aspect of this horror movie?
Well, we fell asleep.
This is a newer movie, right?
Yeah. The caterer and the / bartender for this girl who inherited the company is like,
it's one of those things
her.
Where she's like,
she's
the
cool.
boss.
Yeah.
Who's
and
the boss?
She totally uses her authority over him. It's a bad, very sad story, actually.
Would you recommend it?
No.
No, it's seriously like we were looking for the worst thing. A bad horror movie that's kind of like funny because it's bad. But this was one of those where it's just
bad.
So bad that it's kind of just really upsetting to watch.
I know the type for sure.
But yeah, who's the boss though? That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a terribly scary horror movie.
Yeah.
If any of our listeners want to call in or email in, the email address is notinterestingpodcast.com @gmail.com.
Time for our next segment. What's in my pocket? Jeffrey, what's in your pockets?
It's a trick question because I don't have any pockets. I'm in my pajamas.
Al, what's in your pocket?
I just took everything out of my pocket.
Paula, what's in your pockets?
Cell phone?
He's got a cell phone. I have a lighter.
Dumpy?
Dumpy doesn't have any pockets.
Dumpy doesn't have any marsupial.
All right.
Okay, nerd origins. So I'm going to name a nerd, and you're going to give me his origin story.
That's great.
Yeah.
So let's start with Zucker Nerd.
I think he started at Harvard.
I thought it was Yale.
I remember the movie.
Oh, no, it was Harvard. You're right. It was Harvard.
And before that, he was in that other movie with the zombies.
Before that,
yeah, that's
was...
Cheeseburger Michael Cera.
Before that, he was a child, I believe.
Yeah, whatever happened to Michael Cera?
He turned into a cheeseburger family.
Okay, our next segment is called Math Party. So I'm going to give you a multiplication problem, and whoever can come up with the correct answer
56.
First wins the multiplication. Let's start, like, single digit first.
Go ahead.
It's 7 times 8.
56.
Is that right?
Sometimes 7 is 49.
Uh-huh.
So another 7 is 56.
Yeah. Great. Excellent. Excellent job.
Yes, I'm out.
So 11 it.
Times 12.
It. No, but I won.
Yeah,
that
Alan won
I
that. So Alan gets to give the next.
No. I don't think Alan won that one.
No,
Alan
I knew
that.
The answer before she even asked.
Yeah, but
true.
That doesn't count. You can't. That's you're disqualified. You answered too early.
Math party.
Yeah, come on. It's a party.
11
man.
Times 12.
122.
121.
So 12 times 12 is 144.
144.
And then subtract 12 from that.
131. 44.
That's not right.
133.
133. No, that's 11.
That can't be right.
132.
132 sounds right.
Yeah, I think I got it, guys.
To let our listeners know that they could call in, win $1 million, and suggest whether or not we keep these segments for the future.
So
episode.
I spoke to legal about the $1 million you keep promising.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
No, I never said I promise anybody anything.
You just told them they could win $1 million.
Yeah, but they're not going to. They could, but they won't.
We just talked about
math. So you're
not going to
win $1 million.
But we haven't talked about math yet. So
hypothetically, you could win $1 million.
It's like my 50-50
thing. Anybody could win $1 million.
I don't understand statistics because everything's 50-50.
Everything is 50-50.
And it's like, oh, am I going to fall through the floor? I have a 50-50 chance of doing that.
Anything
either I do or I don't.
Yeah.
Now, what did you say about math?
Math.
We talked about math.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by math. We have a very special ad for math.
Math. So you can make it at home and sell like at you just pretty much create your own market, right? Like and start with your friends and family. And then you know, you can also like hire somebody to sell it for you. You could put a brick in their face and ask them what they're gonna do with it.
I don't think meth comes in bricks.
So meth, all you really need, right, like, is some bleach, a bottle of cough syrup.
Is this legal?
Yeah, this
spoon.
Is totally fine.
Oh, all right.
You need like one of those, like, beaker things that you get like.
Yeah,
I've seen Breaking Bad.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
you've seen Breaking Bad. You know how to make meth, right?
Yeah,
so go make some meth,
right.
And then give it to your mom.
Just don't do
She'll
it.
She'll sell some for you.
Just don't do the meth.
Yeah, don't get high on your own supply.
Okay.
And you're going to make $1 million.
Yeah. Also, don't explode, because I think that
don't
is very
explode.
Explosive.
Don't
yeah,
explode.
It's very important.
That
very
should
important.
Be like, if I ever have to give like a...
So meth, right? Safety first.
Safety first.
No, but you had a good...
This episode of Death That You're Trusting has been brought to you by math.
You had a good catchphrase
math,
for
math. Don't
meth.
Do it.
Nothing does... Nothing... It does wonders for your teeth or something. You had something like that.
Meth. It fucks your teeth up.
But if I ever have to give, like a, what's, the, like, the address that you give, like, if you're at a school?
State of the Union.
No.
State of the Union.
No, no.
The one you do at the school. Yeah.
No, no, at a school, like a keynote speaker type of thing. Like,
I just
what's
love
the,
this
what's
idea.
The thing?
No,
like,
no.
At a graduation.
Past presidents just kind of floating around, going from school to school. Former states of Union.
A keynote.
No, that's not, it's something like that, though. It's like a...
At the assembly.
Oh, commencement speech.
Okay, yeah, your whole
like,
commencement.
My whole commencement
speech
would be don't explode.
Don't
It'll
explode.
Be the entire.
Spontaneous
entire
combustion.
Spontaneous bumbush.
It's bad.
So our next segment is called Worst Presidents.
Oh,
wow.
Definitely. What was that bumbly
Reagan?
Fuck? Yeah, no, Reagan's on the list. The other
is
one.
Is the bumbly fuck?
Yeah, the bumbly fuck.
The first Bush?
Yeah, no, the other, the second Bush the second. What a piece of
the
shit.
The second Bush the second.
The second Bush the second.
So it's Bush's son.
Bush's second term. Bush's second term.
Jeb exclamation point question mark.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Fool me twice.
Can't put the blame on you.
I won't
fool me three times.
Again.
Fuck the peace.
Fool me twice, I blame the dumb ass people who voted for him in the South and the Midwest.
That's classes.
My worst president, and this is like for real, and it hurts me to say this,
he's from New Jersey.
Only president from New Jersey, Woodrow Wilson. What an asshole.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah,
why does it all have to be U.S. president?
Wait, is he about slavery or something?
Oh my God, hated black people.
Yeah.
Like, literally put up fucking walls in the office so that white people didn't have to look up black.
Yeah, he like basically started like segregating like
yeah.
bathrooms,
yeah,
like,
yeah
fountains, and
yeah.
All that
stuff. Not a good person.
The only reason why women got the right to vote under him is because he got bullied into it.
Wait, why are women voting under him?
Yeah.
They're not going to vote over him, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't, actually. Don't forget to shop at Shape Store. Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah, so that's the end of the episode?
I don't know, is it? I mean,
yeah,
unless
we
it...
could just keep going.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it's going to be an extra long episode.
Extra super... Dude, and then there's been a lot of rumors going on the That's Not Interesting message board and the forum.
Patently untrue.
The forum or whatever. Is that a word?
Yeah, it's one of them.
So, that there is a Lost episode out there.
Of Lost?
I would watch that shit.
No, there's we should start a new show called Found, where we find lost episodes of Lost.
There's no Lost episode. It's a huge conspiracy theory.
No,
yeah.
But I mean, you can weigh in on the message board.
You
or
just said they're already doing it.
Well, more people. We're getting new listeners every week.
Yeah, thanks to the fine sponsorship of meth.
And shape the Shape Store.
And the shape
store.
Do not take meth and go to the Shape Store.
Yeah, that's a really bad idea.
Speaking of meth, our next segment is called Florida.
Florida, the meth capital of the world.
How about some Unsolved Mysteries type shit? That'd be a good segment.
Yeah, all right. Unsolved Mystery the first. Why is Florida still a state?
Because no one's tried to make it not a state. Mystery solved.
All right, great. Wow, we're one right, for one.
Two things: the guy who took bath salts and tried to eat that guy's face.
Oh,
I'm
still not sure about what bath salts are.
They're like when you piss
you
in the shower.
Yeah.
And
when you
and
pass
it evaporates,
a kidney stone in the shower,
it evaporates and it's on the side of the bath.
Yeah.
And then they bottle it up.
They bottle it up.
See, here, we're back to this, and I know I said this to you already tonight, but I don't know whether to believe everything you say or nothing you say.
I have no comment.
Bath salts are just...
They're piss crystals.
They're
I don't
crystals,
think that's true.
Crystals
from
for, like,
YMCA
can't you buy,
shit.
Can't you buy bath salts at, like you know, like... CVS or something?
Those are like
banned.
Actual salts.
I think
well, then why are they calling them the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing. You don't, like, huff the lavender-scented salt that
you
no,
put
in. No,
that's
you
seriously
don't.
What people
that's
are
what
doing.
It, that's what it was.
No, it's a street drug. That's it's like a meth kind
no,
of situation.
No, no, no.
No,
it was like you would go to fucking
salt.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
And
Bed
your,
Bath
get,
& Beyond?
And get your
bath
fix.
Bath Salt & Beyond.
Bath salts and Beyonce.
Now from a word from our sponsor.
Beyonce.
I woke up like this.
No, alright, so that was one Unsolved Mysteries. What's ever happened to that guy? You know?
Didn't they just shoot him?
No, that was his son.
What?
Oh no, that was...
Who shot his son?
No, that's America's Most Wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Johnny Walker Black or whatever.
Alan, your brother knows.
Yeah, I have an America's Most Wanted connection.
Do you?
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, my younger brother, Peter, terrible drug problem. At one point, they sent...
Friend of the show.
They sent him down a fucking Boca Raton to some, like, recovery home, Florida, again. And,
Wait, isn't Boca Raton in Louisiana?
It's
no,
in Florida.
It's
in Florida.
Oh,
taking
I'm
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Rouge.
Yeah.
Baton Rouge.
Boca Raton in Spanish means the mouth of the rat.
Wow.
Thanks, Florida.
That's awesome.
So anyway, he's in some recovery home down in Boca Raton, and his roommate is fucking the America's
John
Most
Walsh.
Wanted, John Walsh's fucking son. So the
I
one
he
son,
got killed.
The
no.
one son's
oh,
kidnapped,
one.
And he has another son. Who could
kidnapped
never
or murdered.
Live up to the kidnapped kid or murdered kid.
How could you? How could you?
He's got like
the
a huge
kid
drug
is like
problem.
My favorite.
So him and my brother, they're in
movie.
Recovery together, and it's like going all right for a couple of months. But then, as it always does, America's Most Wanted son fucks everything up, convinces you to steal a bunch of money and cash like fake checks. They ended up like stealing a car. And, like, crashing it
oh
after,
God.
Like, going to some crazy bender. And then America's Most Wanted gets the kid, like, flown out of there in a helicopter. He can't go back to Florida. my brother's, like, trapped down there, and then they, like, buy him a bus ticket and get him out of there. He can't cross the Mason-Dixon line to this day.
Wow.
That's insane. That's crazy.
He's a prisoner of the South?
No, he can't go back.
Oh, I see.
If he goes back, he's in a lot of trouble.
Wait. If he goes back and gets caught.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sure. I mean, that's how you get
caught. No, it's not like you cross the Mason-Dixon line and something immediately
happens.
He
just
explodes. Yeah.
He just explodes.
No, okay, so I don't know if anybody
don't
else.
Explode.
Don't explode. This episode of That's Not Interesting brought to you by the idea of not exploding. Don't do it. Exploding. Don't do it, kids.
It rots your teeth.
Exploding. It rots your teeth. Don't do it, kids. So I don't know if you guys remember this unsolved mystery, which may or may not have been solved, but if this is in California, there was a woman who was admitted to the ER. This is not an urban legend. This is real. Admitted to the ER. I guess she was just feeling dizzy. Like, I don't know. Like feeling sick in some way.
You're talking about the blood thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Have I talked to you about this before?
This is like the first. I can't believe you
are. But I don't know what you're talking about.
You have
to
we
explain
like,
this.
Yeah. Bonded
over
this.
That
and the first time we met.
Yeah,
our
that's
list,
right. At the, at the, yeah.
Our listeners, people. We don't care about you. Focus.
I like
can
how,
we fix this a little bit?
I like how Pablo is really into That's Not Interesting now.
Well, I just feel like you guys have to think about your listeners.
No, I'm definitely.
No, we love our listeners.
Yeah, no, I mean,
that's
they,
why we're providing with the high class content.
Well, I love them more because I offered them $1 million and then Alan was like, no, I'm saving money.
No. No, no. I'm just saying that because legal told me to.
Alright. Anyway, so yeah, we did bond over this on our first night. That's right. Not on the first night of the show, on the first night of us hanging out.
Just tell a fucking story.
So there's a.
Do you
remember it?
Looking into my eyes?
Yeah, I do. And Jason was there.
Oh my god,
Jason.
Jason,
I peed on my dumpster that night.
R.I.P.
What?
Oh yeah, you didn't hear.
Shut up.
The cops beat him to death.
Oh my god. So there was a woman in California who was admitted to an ER. Step in any time, Alan, and help me out if you
you're all by yourself on this.
If you think I'm getting this wrong. And she had some kind of, like, she started bleeding, and there was, like, a smell coming from her blood.
Where was she bleeding from?
Her body, Pablo. She's bleeding from her body. She had this smell, this scent coming from her blood that would make the nurses and doctors around her, like, one of them died. Like, it was, like, she had toxic blood.
Nobody actually died.
Except for one of the doctors.
What did her blood smell like?
Toxic.
Alright, no, if I remember the story correctly.
Wait.
And so, I remember it happening on the East Coast. I want to say it was in Massachusetts.
Wow. What if there's an epidemic of it?
And so, a woman is admitted to the hospital. She's not feeling well and she's showing some strange symptoms or something. And a nurse goes to take some blood for a test. And upon taking the test, the nurse notices some sort of, like, gas is coming from this woman's body.
Yeah.
And then the nurse passes out. And
what, leaflets or pamphlets?
No, she, like, you know, faints.
Loses consciousness.
Oh. And then, you know, the orderly's there, and the orderly calls somebody, and another nurse and doctor show up, and they realize they have to quarantine the area. And then there's kind of like a mass panic. And more people start passing out, and then within a couple of hours, the whole thing is resolved because there's no trace of any gas. The woman who's producing this gas apparently isn't feeling sick anymore.
She took a Beano.
And everybody's fine. They just have this weird memory of something very strange happening that they can't explain.
So, aliens?
That's what I'm saying.
I think conspiracy theory. I think all those people actually died and they were replaced.
Yes.
By government plants.
Plants? Like
yeah, like ficuses.
Like a ficus. All right, and then my third and final favorite unsolved mystery actually took place in suburban Philadelphia a few years ago, where someone was leaving bags of medical waste, particularly bags of human vomit, in the parking lot of Bed Bath & Beyond. Do you remember this story?
Yes.
Do you remember the story?
No.
Oh my God! It happened like on like 3 consecutive weekends, and there was no explanation for it.
Bags of vomit.
Bags of human vomit, like from a hospital, like medical waste.
Just at Bed Bath and Beyond.
At Bed Bath and Beyond.
I.
Pavel's like, that's
I know,
fine.
I know what it was.
What was it?
It was some pissed off Bed Bath and Beyond
employee. Who somehow had access to medical waste.
Was just puking
in a bag that you would only get in a hospital.
Yeah,
maybe they were actually doing bath salts.
Yes, and their puking. Blood started to stink.
Yeah,
and they threw up, and everything's connected. David Berkowitz.
So blood stinking, maybe too much sulfur in our diet, which leads us into our next segment: diet tips.
Do you like this bracelet?
That's Alan's bracelet.
Not anymore. So, yeah, diet tips. I could use some because I've put on a lot of weight since I moved out to the middle of nowhere. And I feel like shit. I feel unhealthy.
Well, you've also fucked your foot up.
That's true.
As you will remember from episode
a few weeks ago.
4, 6 or something.
7, 9
They'll all have names soon.
Yeah. But
diet tips. Do anybody have diet tips?
You could always just imagine that you're eating.
Yeah. That doesn't work.
Imaginary food has calories.
Yeah.
But I'm already imagining that I'm doing other things, so most of them are not safe to be eating with at the same time.
I'd rather just eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a diet tip. Eat whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. Try to
when people exercise, they think they're better than you.
Yeah.
That leads me into our next
You know what's really good, though?
Okay.
Fucking open here.
Like, really good bread dipped in olive oil and like black pepper.
Yeah, like
that
the Mediterranean diet.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the way I'm saying.
And then you could rub it on Barbara Walters'
shit.
Bare chest.
Barbara Walters is still a thing. What are you?
What are you?
I don't know. Are you Barbara Walters?
You know what Trump told Barbara Walters?
What?
To fuck off.
That he
no,
was
that...
the least bigoted person she had ever met.
Yeah.
She told Trump that?
No, Trump told her that.
She told Trump. Listen to me, Donald Trump. You are the least bigoted person I've ever met.
Yeah. He told her.
He told her that.
What she thought.
Yes. You think I'm the least bigoted person you've ever met.
Thanks, Donald.
And how did she respond?
That
she responded by, no, I actually read
she
it.
She said, oh, I really miss being on The View.
No, she said, she responded, like, she, like, it was the first time, like, you know, because they're both, like, sitting down. So she stood up
and farted.
And said, no, she stood up and pointed at Donald Trump and said, notinterestingpodcast.com@gmail.com. Email us. That's what she said. Friend of the show.
Yeah, we supply her with
meth. I'm Barbara Walters' meth dealer.
That she requests.
Yeah.
Any shape.
Shapeless
but
meth.
But only for Baba.
Octagonal meth? We
what,
have it.
Yeah.
What if I wanted something?
Circle meth?
Can I get
me done?
Can I get a shapeless item at this?
You're gonna go to jail for this.
For doing what?
I know, they're gonna start watching us. You know that
Who?
Guy.
Don't give me
snitches.
I'm already a paranoid.
Stitches.
So I mean, what about selling meth at yard sales?
Yeah.
So if you want to sell meth at a yard sale,
yeah.
The important thing to do is to get like one of those like plexiglass like step displays, right? So that you can put little samples of the different shapes of meth that you have on the little rows. It's all about, like, merchandising, right? You gotta just make it look good. Because if people are visually attracted to it, they're way more likely to buy your yard sale meth.
Well, no one addressed my shapeless question.
Actually, my answer to that is that any shape you imagine can be a shape. Now that we have 3D shape printing technology, it's shapes.
Oh, that's totally, that should be one of the segments.
Can you get like a discount card or a, like, you know, like one of those?
We have
like,
a
flyer card.
Right.
What shape
if
is it?
If you buy 10 shapes,
yeah, what
you
shape
can get
is
your
the card?
Yeah, what shape is the punch?
The card itself is rectangular, which I know is kind of like boring, but it's traditional.
So you can make a.
But the punch.
Yeah.
The punch.
Is it a liquid?
The punch is a spiral.
Wow. That's a showstopper. Damn. I have another question. You can make up your own shapes, right?
Yes.
So you can name them?
Sure.
Okay. So you invent a brand new shape.
Yeah, but we keep a shape book. We gotta make sure your shape is new.
What shape is it?
The book?
Yeah.
Again, it's a fucking rectangle.
wait. So are they, like, patented? Like, if you make your own shape, do you get it patented?
That's on you. We don't do patents at the shape store.
Okay.
You don't have a patent store for that. Next topic.
Our next topic is... it's dream sandwiches. So this can go either, you can play this two ways, right? This is either the sandwich of your dreams or a sandwich you have dreamed about.
What if it's a sandwich you plan on dreaming about?
Well, you can't really plan to dream.
I really love the fucking, what is it? At the Royal Tavern, that sandwich is like bigger than your fucking head.
The Tempeh BLT.
Fucking
wait,
thing.
What about the best sandwich you ever had in your dreams?
That counts.
Oh, okay.
Every sandwich I've ever eaten in my dream ends up tasting like my pillow, and I don't know why.
I don't think I've ever dreamt of a sandwich, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. I don't know. I agree. I think that's a really good one.
The pillow?
The pillow sandwich.
You've had my pillow in your dreaming.
Yeah.
I've definitely woken up.
You've dreamt of his pillow?
I feel like I could imagine a really good sandwich.
Eating the pillow.
With like portobello mushroom roasted and roasted peppers.
Wait, so if this
fresh spinach.
If this is a dream sandwich.
This is a dream sandwich.
No, but if this is, I have a question. Yeah, you guys are not gonna like this question.
What would the bread be like?
The bread would be like a baguette.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crusty, like toasted.
Yeah, and then like a veganaise, and then like a garlic paste.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some hummus, the down.
Maybe
hummus.
some rosemary.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Could this sandwich be something that I would like to dream about, even though I wouldn't actually eat it in reality?
No.
Why not?
I told you what this is. It's either the sandwich of your dreams or a sandwich you have dreamed about.
Well, who's to say I haven't dreamt about it? It's a roast beef sandwich on a Kaiser roll with mayonnaise, mustard, sweet peppers, and bacon.
Okay.
Oh, and a little bit of lettuce. And onions and tomato.
It's like a number four at Wawa?
Is that a number four at Wawa?
I don't know. I think so.
No, it's better than that, though. Oh, it's time for one of my favorite segments on the show. Who's in the bathroom now?
Who's in the bathroom now? Who's in there?
Our contestant tonight is the beautiful Melissa.
Who's in the bathroom now?
No, I ask you that.
Oh.
Melissa, would you care to take a guess? Who's in the bathroom now?
Well, I see you, Jeffrey.
Yes,
I'm here. I also see Pablo.
Pablo's here.
Dumpy appears to be sitting on the couch.
Dumpy's here.
I'm here as well. So, I'm guessing Alan's in the bathroom now.
Judges?
I think she's right.
I think she's right, too. Dumpy, you're the deciding vote. If she wags her tail, you win.
I have the next segment.
Dumpy? Dumpy?
Is a brand new
bathroom,
segment.
Dumpy? Who's in the bathroom, Dumpy?
Called Is This a Vagina?
Is this
so
a
I'm
going to
show you a picture of something, and you're going to tell me whether or not you think it's a vagina.
Wait, the picture? It's a picture.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can I just see a real...
It's that, right there.
Well, that's...
Is it a vagina? Is it?
That's definitely a part of a vagina, at least. No, I would say that's labia.
Okay, let Pablo weigh in on this.
That's labia. It's not a vagina. It's like a technical. Can you describe the picture for us?
It's a collage that incorporates human anatomy that looks like... legs bending at the knee, and a vagina. And then also,
I think it's waves
in the ocean.
Labia minora.
But it almost doesn't look real either.
It looks like a mouth.
It looks like a mouth. It looks like a little duck mouth.
But a mouth.
It looks like Donald Trump's mouth. I think it's Donald Trump's mouth.
That is like the worst pickup line ever.
Your mouth looks like Donald Trump.
No, baby, your vagina looks like a duck's mouth. That's not going to work.
What kind of pickup is that? Like, where you've already seen the
vagina.
Or
your vagina looks like Donald Trump's mouth.
if you're trying to pick up someone who happens to be walking naked down the street in a stupor,
yeah,
you say your vagina looks like a duck's mouth.
Though honestly, I have to say I just don't have much experience with vaginas.
Right.
So.
What was the question?
Is this a vagina? I think it is, but you.
What's the answer?
I don't know. It was an honest question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That was really good. What else you got?
Okay, next segment. Thoughts on autotune.
Thoughts on autotune.
Switching gears here.
Yeah, you know, I do have thoughts on autotune, and I used to think that it was horrible, and I still do, but I don't dislike it as much as I once did.
Can you give us, like, a positive use of autotune?
Sure.
Cartoons.
Well, yeah, I wasn't even thinking that route. I think that Stitches song, Kilos in My Bag, it fits the song perfectly.
Wait, who's that? Is that Lil Jon? Or Lil Phil?
Lil Phil.
Yeah.
Stitches, yeah.
So we talk a lot about Lil Phil then. Maybe soon we can meet Ray Hudson. Paul, what do you think about autotune?
I don't know. I'm not young enough to be hip with the music these days, so I don't know what's going on anymore.
I hear that.
Though I don't mind it. I think it's a technology like any other.
It's a tool.
It
depends on how it's used. What do you think?
I find it boring. I mean, it would be useful, all right, if it were used as a tool to, like, convey a message or something. But it's used, like, shitty pop song that sounds like 15 other million songs I've heard of.
It's used.
Which is a number.
It's
15
used.
15 other million.
15 other million. It's used specifically to mask the fact that someone can't sing.
Bores me. I'm bored by that.
But that seems
boring.
Like it's your aesthetic.
What, being boring?
No. Masking things. Like tape.
Do you like masking tape?
The Jim Carrey movie?
But I don't like masks.
You don't like masks?
No,
Wait, make me
unhappy.
The Cher movie?
Elephant?
No, you're thinking of Fish Out of Water.
No, I'm thinking of A Fish Called Wanda.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Oh, I got an idea. Why don't we do a segment of word association?
No, I hate word association. I'm not playing that game.
Does anybody else hate word association?
No.
You don't hate word association?
No.
I don't either.
But I don't think it's a fun game if not all of us are participating. All
right, fine. Someone's being real stubborn.
I don't like it.
Yeah, that's fine. So, are we wrapping this episode up, or do we have...
Yes.
Yeah, this episode's...
Fuck this episode. See you later.
Alan?
Oh, wow, really? It's over?
Yeah, we can start the next one.
Next week we'll start fresh.
We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for calling in.
Fuck off.
Thanks for we might have some special guests next week.
We're not.
We're not.
Barbara Walters.